Talks, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Graduation ceremonies have been changed due to campus protests and encampments. CBS's Natalie Dudridge is at Columbia.
Hundreds of professional studies students, excited and relieved they could still proudly walk across the stage to receive their diplomas at Baker Athletics Complex in Inwood, Manhattan.
I'm so happy that we still have one.
But also some a little disappointed their main campus graduation ceremony was canceled.
I would be lying if I said that I wasn't bummed about 15th May commencement being canceled. But in the grand scheme of things, I think what's happening on campus was more important.
Israel has issued new evacuation orders to Palestinians huddled in Rafah amid warnings of a major ground offensive.
7 months of war have totally upended life in the Gaza Strip, displacing most of the population, creating vast new refugee camps. With ceasefire talks still deadlocked, this desperate movement looks set to continue.
That's the BBC's Paul Adams in Jerusalem. A State Department report finds reasonable evidence that Israel breached international law in the war against Hamas. But that's not the end of the story. Here's CBS's Elizabeth Gazes.
State Department officials told us there are other accountability mechanisms that the U.S. is using in order to make sure that Israel is ultimately held accountable and is in compliance with international humanitarian law. The problem is that those mechanisms are very slow moving. And from some of the Democratic critics of this administration, they seem to be unequally applied in the case of Israel.
Israeli singer Eden Golan is qualified for the Eurovision Song Contest finals taking place in Sweden, but there are protests against her participation. This Eurovision fan disagrees.
Eurovision is a great thing, and it's supposed to not get the politics involved. It's all about the song.
Health officials are monitoring a bird flu outbreak that has spread to dairy farms in several states. Infectious disease expert Dr. William Schaffner says you need not worry.
Pasteurization will kill this virus. Milk, cheese, yogurt, all those good dairy products continue to be safe.
And if humans are infected?
We've created vaccines already. They're blueprints that are ready to go in the event this virus suddenly develops the capacity to spread among humans.
The Biden administration pledges to spend nearly $200 million to control the spread of bird flu among dairy cows. Turn your eyes to the skies. A geomagnetic storm is creating the beautiful northern lights for the next several days. There are no immediate reports of disruptions to power and communications, but disruptions could happen. And federal officials have alerted operators of power plants and spacecraft in orbit to take precautions. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm Corey Hartman with your forecast. For today, mostly sunny, a high near 65, and northwest winds around 20 miles per hour. Chance of a shower tonight, a low of 47. Some showers and thunderstorms around for Sunday, otherwise mostly sunny and a high near 78. It will be breezy. For Monday, sunshine and a high near 70.
Currently, 42 degrees.
Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Roger Bright kicking things off here on a Mother's Day weekend with your host, Tim Hobble, the Polka Guy, here on WFHR's Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. Glad you could join us this morning, this afternoon. We're going to be sending this program out also on Sunday at 1 p.m., so make sure if you'd missed it this morning, you'll tune in again on Mother's Day. So got a lot of good tunes here for Mother's Day lined up. So I hope you enjoy that, and we will continue right now with a tune that when I opened up the refrigerator last night, you wouldn't believe my eyes. I couldn't believe my eyes. We're a bunch of dancing pickles.
Couldn't sleep, just tossing in the sack. So I headed down the stairs toward the kitchen for a snack. I shuffled over to the fridge and opened up the door. The sight I saw inside of there about knocked me to the floor. There was a ketchup bottle squeezing concertina loud and strong. The butter strumming bass, the mustard playing drums along. On clarinet was Diacola, on trumpet long neck beer, and some polka dancing pickles making all the others cheer. I slammed the door and rubbed my eyes, that could not have been real. It must have been the pizza that I had for my late meal. It's just my imagination, and I called my shaking hands. But as soon as I peeked back inside, I saw it all again. There was that ketchup bottle squeezing concertina loud and strong. The butter strumming bass, the mustard playing drums along. On clarinet was Diet Cola, on trumpet long neck beer, and some polka dancing pickles making all the others cheer. The floor there with the fridge door open wide, my toes a-tapping with the music coming from inside. You never know what you might find in the middle of the night, so check around your kitchen, you might see this awesome sight. Maybe a ketchup bottle squeezing concertina loud and strong, the butter strumming bass and mustard playing drums along. On clarinet is Diet Cola, on trumpet long neck beer, and some polka dancing pickles making all the others cheer. Dancing Podnogi and Nalevo, hey, let's all join them here. Polka dancing pickles.
Dancing pickles, you betcha. And since this is Mother's Day, I got a nice tune here. I was going through some albums, came across Happy Louie and his Happy Trumpet, an older recording, and you might enjoy this one here. It's Say Thank You, Dear, and Give Her Roses. And, yeah, I really haven't found this one before. This is kind of cool, so...
Thank you. Or
John Gura and Gurale, and what a heck of a sax solo that was, huh? Well, continue with more music for Mother's Day, you betcha. Here's one entitled No Charge, Melba Montgomery.
My little boy came into the kitchen this evening while I was fixing supper, and he handed me a piece of paper he'd been writing on. And after wiping my hands on my apron, I read it. And this is what it said. For mowing the yard, $5. Making my own bed this week, $1. And going to the store, 50 cents. And watching little brother while you went shopping, 25 cents. For taking out the trash, $1. Getting a good report card, $5. And raking the yard, $2. Total load, $14.75. Well, I stood there looking at him expectantly, and a thousand memories flashed through my mind. So I picked up the pen and, turning the paper over, this is what I wrote. For the 9 months I carried you, growing inside me, no charge. For the nights I sat up with you, doctored you, prayed for you, no charge. There's no charge. When you add it all up, the full cost of my love is no charge. For the nights filled with dread and the worry ahead, no charge. For advice and the knowledge and the cost of your when he finished reading, he had great big old tears in his eyes. And he looked up at me and he said, Mama, I sure do love you. Then he took the pen and in great big letters he wrote, paid in full. When you add it all up, the cost of real love is no charge.
Beautiful song, No Charge, Melba Montgomery. Okay, we're going to take a little break right now at Civic Media's WFHR's Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. Your host, Tim the Polka Guy, keeping you company. And we'll be back in just a minute or two.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The weather impacts everything, and the history of windmills includes using the weather. In this case, the wind, to help mill grain and pump water. The modern windmills that you see across Wisconsin today are often called wind turbines. These still use the wind, but now it's to produce electricity. And a new study shows that turbines can also lower the daytime temperature while keeping it warmer at night. The moving air protects crops from frost. It's a weather-ready fact. And Saturday, May 11th, is National Windmill Day. If you really want to celebrate, save June 5th through the 9th. Because it's Windmill Days in Baldwin, Wisconsin, a celebration of Dutch heritage and the windmills in the village. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, welcome back to the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show on a Mother's Day weekend. You betcha. And got some tunes, like this last tune we had, were No Charge. I found Jimmy Dean and his song entitled I Owe You.
You know, most people look through their wallets or their pocketbooks and way down at the bottom past credit cards and baby pictures, green stamps, you usually find a little old dog-eared piece of poetry. I was cleaning out my wallet the other day and I ran across a whole bunch of IOUs, some of them 30 years overdue. Funny thing is that all these IOUs are owed to one person. And I kind of feel like right now might be a pretty good time for an accounting. Mom, you listening? Mom, I owe you for so many things. A lot of services, like night watchman, for instance. For lying awake nights, listening for coughs, cries, creaking floorboards, and me coming in too late. You had the eye of an eagle, the roar of a lion, but you always had a heart as big as a house. I owe you for services as a short order cook, chef, baker, for making sirloin out of hamburger, turkey out of tuna fish, and two big old strapping boys out of leftovers. I owe you for cleaning services, for the daily scrubbing of face and ears, all work done by hand, and for the frequent dusting of a small boy's pants to try to make sure that he led a spotless life, and for washing and ironing no laundry could ever do, and for drying the tears of childhood, and for ironing out the problems of growing up. I owe you for service as a bodyguard, for protecting me from the terrors of thunderstorms and nightmares, too many green apples. And Lord knows I owe you for medical attention, for nursing me through measles, mumps, bruises, bumps, splinters, and spring fever. And let's not forget medical advice either. Oh no, important things like don't scratch it or it won't get well. If you cross your eyes, they're gonna stick like that. And probably most important of all was, be sure you got on clean underwear, boy, in case you're in an accident. And owe you for veterinarian services, for feeding every lost dog that I dragged home at the end of a rope, and for healing the pains of puppy love. And I owe you for entertainment. Entertainment that kept the household going during some pretty tough times, for wonderful productions at Christmas, 4th of July, and birthdays, and for making make-believe come true on a very limited budget. I owe you for construction work, for building kites, confidence, hopes and dreams, and somehow you made them all touch the sky, and for cementing a family together so it would stand the worst kinds of shocks and blows, and for laying down a good, strong foundation to build a life on. I owe you for carrying charges, for carrying me on your books for the necessities of life that a growing boy has just got to have. Things like a pair of high-top boots with a little pocket on the side for a jackknife. And one thing, Mom, I will never, ever forget. When there were only two pieces of apple pie left and three hungry people, I noticed that you were the one who suddenly decided that you really didn't like apple pie in the first place. These are just a very few of the things for which payment is long overdue. The person I owe them to worked very cheap. She managed by simply doing without a whole lot of things that she needed herself. My IOUs add up to much more than I could ever hope to repay. But you know, the nicest thing about it all is that I know that she'll mark the entire bill paid in full for just one kiss and four little words. Mom, I love you.
Jimmy Dean's and I O U. Oh, we're going to find some more obscurities here. And for Mother's Day, I thought this one, it's Mama Sang a Song. And this is from Walter Brennan.
God put a song in the heart of an angel, and softly she sang it to me.
I get to thinking lots of times about back when I was a lad, of the old home place where I growed up, of the days, both good and bad. My overhauls was hand-me-downs, and my shoes was full of holes. And I used to walk 4 miles to school every day, through the rain and the sleet and the cold. I've seen the nights when my daddy would cry for the things that his family would need. But all he ever got was a badland farm and 7 hungry mouths to feed. And yet our home fire never flickered once. Because when all these things went wrong, Mama took the hymn book down and Mama sang a song.
What a friend we have in Jesus.
I've been rocked to sleep many a night to the tune of What a Friend. And come morning, rocker ages would wake me gently once again. And then Daddy'd reach up and he'd take the Bible down and he'd read it loud and long. And all of us felt that maybe our home was blessed when Daddy would say, Mama, sing a song. Sister left home first, I guess, then Bob, then Tommy, then Dan. Then Dad's hair was turning white and I had to be Mama's little man. But it seemed that as Daddy's back growed weak, Mother's faith growed strong. And them were the greatest days of all when Mama sang a song. I guess the house is still standing. I don't get back much no more. No voices left to fill them halls, and no steps to grace the floor. For you see, my mama sings in heaven now, around God's golden throne. But I'll always believe this world's a better place, because one time my mama sang a song.
Walter Brennan, Mama Sang a Song on Mother's Day. I'm glad you could join us. Play one more here from him. And as everybody is getting together, like a family reunion on Mother's Day is what usually happens, this tune is entitled The Family Reunion.
All of our kids was home today. First time we'd been together in I can't remember when. It sure felt good to have them home and hear about all the places they'd been. Bob, he had a brand new car. You could tell he was proud just looking at him. And my youngest daughter said, Dad, you're going to be a grandpa again. Well, the boys and I talked for hours. And the girls, they was helping their mother. Then the boys started to wrestling, and Mom said, careful now. Don't you hurt one another. Then someone called, it's dinner time. The kids came in and everyone took their place. Mom looked across the table at me and said, Dad, today I think I'll say table grace. Today is kind of special, Lord. We're thankful for everything we share. We have our own home and our health is good and all our children is here. After dinner, we sang some songs and we talked for an hour or so. Then someone said, it's getting late. I guess it's time to go. Well, we waved goodbye and as they drove away, I told Mom, now dry your tears. We had them for a little while and they'll be back again next year. Yes, today was kind of a special day, because all our kids was here.
Walter Brennan and a song called Family Reunion. Well, I can't let Mother's Day go without playing this for the fathers. And it's from Stan and Doug, the two Swedes. Yeah, and they're going to sing for us, If It Wasn't For Your Father... Would your mother be your mother? So remember Dad on Mother's Day.
Fathers, no one seems to realize that fathers is the most neglected guy.
You said it.
So do everything that you can.
I will.
You owe a lot to your old man.
I know that. You should always love your papa, treat him right and treat him proper, cause without your papa you would be nowhere. If he hadn't met your mother, would your brother be your brother? You can thank your lucky stars your pop was there.
If it wasn't for your father, would your mother be your mother? So remember that on Mother's Day.
Now if you look just like your father and you think that it's a bother, cause he isn't handsome and he isn't tall. If your face make you unhappy, do not blame it on your pappy, cause without him you would have no face at all.
And if he'd been a little stronger and held out a little longer, then today he might have been a single guy.
Think of that.
Then it's safe to be assuming that you wouldn't be a human, you would only be the gleam in mother's eye. If it wasn't for your father, would your mother be your mother? So remember that on Mother's Day.
Now if your ma lived in Dakota and your pa in Minnesota, and they both had wed but not to one another,
is that so?
Then it's possible that mister, today you'd be your sister, and the guy you think you are might be your brother.
No. So be grateful to your pappy, make him happy. Once again we'd like to say, if it wasn't for your father, would your mother be your mother? So remember that on Mother's Day.
The first thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind, but Mama tried. One and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, My mama seemed to know what lay in store. In spite of all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till mama couldn't hold me anymore. I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but mama tried. Mama tried, mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause mama tried. Dear old daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes, working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but mama tried. Mama tried, mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause mama tried.
Merle Haggard on a Mother's Day and Mama Tried. Well, with that, we're going to take a little station break right now, and we'll be back with more of the Polka Party Variety Show on a Mother's Day weekend, and glad you could join us. Hope you're enjoying the tunes, and if you get a chance, you can always drop us a little note or email the station here and let us know what you think. So with that, we'll be back right after these messages.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Some graduation ceremonies have been changed due to campus protests and encampments. CBS's Natalie Dudridge is at Columbia.
The traditional large ceremony at the Morningside campus South Lawn was canceled after weeks of pro-Palestinian demonstrations. Protesters had been demanding Columbia divest from companies that profit from the war.
The prosecution calls Michael Cohen to the stand Monday in the criminal trial of former President Trump.
Michael Cohen is the most important witness for the prosecution. They know that, and they've been building up to this because he also is their most problematic witness.
CBS's Katrina Kaufman. The Dutch artist Joost Klein has been disqualified from the Eurovision Song Contest. Adrian Bradley reports.
I imagine there is going to be postmortems and real issues with this at the highest levels of the EBU in Geneva in the days and weeks to come. It won't finish at the grand final tonight.
A female member of the production crew alleged intimidation by Klein. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
Spring has arrived, and so have many new and used vehicles at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, your neighborhood family-owned dealership, and this week's proud sponsor of Pet of the Week on locally grown radio WFHR. Tune in on Thursdays at 9 a.m. to hear about what's happening at the Southwood County Humane Society and learn about a pet that may become a new friend. Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep is located at 1910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids and online at johnsonsons.com.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm Corey Hartman with your forecast. For today, mostly sunny, a high near 65, and northwest winds around 20 miles per hour. Chance of a shower tonight, a low of 47. Some showers and thunderstorms around for Sunday, otherwise mostly sunny and a high near 78. It will be breezy. For Monday, sunshine and a high near 70.
It's 48 at our studios.
Sometimes our healthcare system can feel impersonal. Who can help my healthcare team understand what is important to me? Who can connect me with community services and health resources?
Community health representatives can. Community health representatives, or CHRs, live and work in our community, so they understand your unique health needs and can break down the barriers that get between you and the quality care you deserve. Want to learn more? See all the good community health representatives do at dhs.wisconsin.gov/CHR.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home of Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
The road construction season is underway, and you've probably noticed orange cones and barrels are back too. The world's leading manufacturer of these safety products is Lakeside Plastics. The family-owned business is based in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Do you know why the cones were originally created more than 75 years ago? As a safety marker to keep drivers away from newly painted lines on the road, as an object for drivers to weave around to mark the tops of houses for small airplane pilots. The answer's coming up.
Message that we can get out. We need to have a safe work zone.
Safety is number one for Eric Witt. He's the I-41 project supervisor for the work between Deep Hear and Appleton, where you'll be seeing a lot of those orange cones. Did you guess why the cones were originally created? To keep drivers away from wet paint lines on the road. Now, cones like those made at Lakeside Plastics in Oshkosh warn about any kinds of hazards ahead. That is one safe slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. We've got Mother's Day music on the way. C.W. McCall, Roses for Mama.
Well, I had 2 weeks vacation coming, so I thought I'd drive down to Florida, spend some time with an old friend, date a few girls, make a few parties, and just kind of live it up again. So I packed up my car, and then I called my mom in Tennessee and told her what I planned to do. She said, "Son, are you coming by?" And I said, "Mom, I'm really pushed for time, but I'll see you in a week or two." And I was driving through this little town in Georgia when I remembered today's Mama's birthday. Well, I thought I'll just stop and wire some flowers. Shouldn't take too long, then I'll be on my way. So I walked in a flower shop, and the first thing I saw was this little boy with his eyes full of tears. I said, "What's wrong, son?" He said, "Mama loves roses, and today's her birthday, and I haven't seen her in almost a year."
For Mama, today's her birthday. Roses for Mama, today's her birthday.
He said, "I live with Grandma now, but I promised Mama some roses, 'cause I talk to her all the time. I wanted to give her 5, 'cause that's how old I am. But the lady said I couldn't buy them with just a dime." Well, a little fella's story kind of touched my heart, so I told the lady to give him what he wanted and charge it to me. Then I told her I needed to wire a dozen roses to my mama up in Chapel Hill, Tennessee. I looked around and the little boy was gone. But all of a sudden the door flew open and he come running back in. He said, "Mister, I forgot to thank you for the roses." He smiled and shook my hand and ran back out again. Well, I started on out of town, and I was feeling real proud of myself for thinking of my mama and really caring, when I looked out the window and I saw that same little boy kneeling by a grave in an old cemetery. I stopped my car and walked over to where the little boy was kneeling down, and he smiled up at me and said, "This is where my mama stays. She says she sure does thank you for these pretty roses." Well, that's when I had to walk away. And I drove straight back to that flower shop and I said, "Lady, have you sent those flowers to Tennessee?" She said, "No, not yet." I said, "Well, never mind. I'll just take them back with me."
C.W. McCall, Roses for Mama. All right, let's turn our attention now to Johnny Paycheck. Yeah, and he does a song here, "I'm the Only Heck That Mama Raised." Yeah.
sell my mama short on loving me. I guess that's why she let me go so far. Mama tried to stop me short of stealing. I guess that's why I had to steal that car. She told me not to smoke it, but I did, and it took me far away. And I turned out to be the only hell my mama ever raised. Well, I rode into Atlanta, stolen tags and almost out of gas. I had to get some money. Lately I'd learned how to get it fast. Those neon lights was calling me, and somehow reached into the glove box, another liquor store went down. And I said, precious memories, take me back to the good old days. Let me hear my mama singing, Rock of Ages clip for me. She tried to turn me on to Jesus, but I turned on to the devil's ways. And I turned out be the only hell my mama ever raised. Well, they put them handcuffs on me. Lord, how I fought to resist. But they just clamped them tighter till that metal bit into my wrists. The only hell my mama ever raised. And I said, precious memories, take me back to the good old days. Let me hear my mama sing, Rock of Ages clip for me. She tried to turn me on to Jesus, but I turned on to the devil's ways. And I turned out to be the only hell my mama ever raised. She tried to turn me on to Jesus, but I turned on to the devil's ways. And I turned out to be the only hell my mama ever raised.
Johnny Paycheck. With that, we're going to take a little station break here once again, and we will be back with more of the Polka Party right after these messages.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute, and today's tip is about saving at the supermarket. I'm talking about buying in bulk. I don't mean like mega bulk when you take your car to Costco and you fill the whole thing up with beef jerky and toilet paper. I'm talking about those dispensers at the grocery store, you know, the bins with the scoops in them, or those, you turn the thing and then you fill a little bag with nuts or beans or whatever. That's what I mean. Savings can range from just pennies cheaper to like 30 or even 50% off. I mean, things can really add up. Smart bulk buys are things like flour, sugar, dried beans, things like that. Now imagine you save even just 10 cents a day on one thing that you use every day. Over the course of a year, that's like 30 bucks. Imagine finding 10 things like that, 300 bucks. I mean, this can really add up. And that was your Work Money Minute. Go to workmoney.org for more tips or text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, home for the Devil's Advocates.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Polka Party. 7 minutes left in our program. Oh, time for about another couple of tunes. And I want to thank everybody right now that tuning in to us here at Civic Media's The Sunshine Polka Party. Talk about local programming. You got it right in here. Footsteps Walking With Me. This is Gary Briggin and the Boys and Girls. So let's spin this one, shall we?
Footsteps walking with me. see. But every move I make and every step I take, I know they're there with me. They walk with me all the way, beside me day by day. Through good and bad, through happy and sad, those footsteps won't go away. I'll never walk in life alone, there'll always be someone there. I know he won't let me down, he's with me everywhere. The special things in life I've done have been through him and his love. I've been blessed in so many ways, thanks to the Lord above. Footsteps walking with me, footsteps I cannot see. But every move I make and every step I take, I know they're there with me. They walk with me all the way, beside me day by day. Through good and bad, through happy and sad, those footsteps won't go away. Beside me day by day, through good and bad, through happy and sad, those footsteps won't go away. Through good and bad, through happy and sad, those footsteps won't go away.
Merle Haggard once again.
A canvas-covered cabin in a crowded labor camp. Stand out.
Once again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. We'll do this again next week. Have yourself a wonderful Mother's Day. Bye-bye, everybody.
My daddy raised a family there with two hard-working hands. Tried to feed my mama's hungry eyes. He dreamed of something better, and my mama's faith was strong, and us kids were just too young to realize that another class of people put us somewhere just below. One more reason for my mama's hungry eyes. Mama never had the luxury she wanted, but it wasn't one more reason for my mama's hungry eyes. I remember Daddy praying for a better way of life, but I don't recall a change of any size. Just a little lost
of courage as their age began to show, and more sadness in my mama's hungry eyes. Mama never had the luxury she wanted, but it wasn't cause my daddy didn't try. She only wanted things she really needed. One more reason for my mama's hungry eyes. Oh, I still recall my mama's hungry eyes.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
So what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, or you can't drive high. You can run, or you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.